Welcome back to early coverage of The Masters. An almost endless loop of historic backstories and clips that we've shown you countless times before of past champions. Great names like Jack, Arnold, Tiger, Gary, Ben, Bobby, alongside other winning names like Sergio, Bubba, Vijay, Fuzzy, and Fred. They are the Masters of the Masters, which leads us into the next hour of highlight clips in our early coverage of The Masters on CBS.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on the abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Why are you up so early?
Why are you up so early?
Early bird gets the worm.
And also,
going to be a terrific show.
Tuesday morning show.
It's a terrific Tuesday.
That's terrific.
What's terrific?
My favorite show.
My favorite show.
Terrific. That's just terrific. This is just terrific.
Terrific Tuesday.
Let's get ready for showtime.
Yeah, it is The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Plus on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How? How does that work?
I don't know.
How does Alexa do it?
She knows stuff.
You know, and there's going to be an even smarter version of Alexa.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be named Alexi.
The
Russians will give it to us.
It'll be using AI, and it's going to be super invasive, and it'll basically replace the badgering, the total badgering. If you have a spouse that's a badgerer,
yeah.
I
don't.
And they're, well, no, not you, but
oh.
And if they're constantly, you know, getting you into arguments and things, and then that'll be the new version of Alexa. It'll be somebody that you just will not. They won't relent.
Yeah.
They will never relent.
No, I go back to my thing. I think the Russians are going to give it to us, and it'll be named Alexei.
Yeah.
And you'll say something to Alexei, and Alexei will answer you and then say, and after lunch, we look for moose and squirrel. That's what I think.
Yeah, maybe. I think so. Hi. Okay, so we're on the Alexa device, not the Alexi device, but the Alexa device. And how do you do that? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on?
Well, you enable,
don't you? You do. You have to enable. Everybody needs to be an enabler here.
Yeah.
You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
And you just do that one time. And
one
then,
time?
Yeah, one time. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's a really, really easy.
And she will.
Yep, she will. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa. That's a repack of the live show that we do on Radio 434. So you do that. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music and RSS.com and all the places that you get your podcasts. And it's a virtual time machine of the show. Since the dawn of podcasting, there's an episode there from all our past episodes.
That's amazing.
Sans the music that we play, the incredible music that we play on Radio 434, which is modern and vintage alternative, and it's new music that is new when it's really new.
Are those old shows in ancient Arabic or anything?
Well, they're Sanskrit.
Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Good.
You have to get out your clay tablet.
Oh, all right.
And you
Excellent.
Have to
scrolls
on yeah no well oh, okay. we do have transcripts
on scrolls,
the Dead Sea Scrolls,
yeah, because we go way back.
I yeah know. So if you're looking for old transcripts of the show, you get the Dead Sea Scrolls and it's written right on there.
Yeah, amazing.
In Sanskrit.
Okay.
Or something. I don't
whatever
know. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so Bill.
Yeah.
So we were talking off air. And
you were?
Yeah. Okay. And I had what I thought was a cardiac event on Sunday. And it was very overwhelming. It was very, very powerful. Luckily, it was just kind of like an anxiety thing.
Yeah.
And that in itself can be really overwhelming.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, you know, don't realize how much that plays into your physical health or at least how you're feeling.
No, that's the anxiety like that is a very real thing. I mean, it's not to be made fun of or minimalized. It can, and I'm sorry you went through that, but I'm certainly glad it wasn't your heart.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually relieved to find out, you know, because they did blood tests. I look like a pincushion. All the places that
you don't look that good.
All the places they try to stick me, I look like a damn junkie is what I look like.
Now we're talking,
and not a good one.
Yeah. A junkie,
a chunky monkey. Yeah. So,
did they give you any techniques to cope with that? Should it happen again?
Well, okay. So, doctors in general, I'm not going to speak poorly at all because, and I will say, and they're not a sponsor as of yet. They haven't re-signed. But the ER doctors at Centra and the nurses and the practitioners, they are incredible.
Yeah,
they mobilized and they did a fantastic job, and dare I say it was probably one of the most delightful experiences, in not delightful experience, but in dealing with. I thought, man, I'm going to be here till whenever, and I'm not going to learn anything for hours and hours and hours. That wasn't the case.
It's easy to bash the ER, and you hear a lot of stories of people that have been there for hours and hours, but honestly. They do a terrific job of triage.
Yes.
And making sure that if,
let me give you a dinger on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're really good at that. They know what's an emergency and what isn't. And one of the issues with an ER and our ER in particular is that an awful lot of people use it as their primary care doctor, and it gums up the works.
Yeah.
It's the most expensive way to treat people. And it really should be just for emergencies like what you were going through or thought you were going through.
And that's why they have so many doc in a boxes. You know, they have these
right.
these smaller treatment centers and you know the doc in the box type thing, which I think is brilliant too.
Right.
Because if I've had you know a minor thing, I've gone there. The wait is not as bad typically.
Right. Right.
It's not clogged up like an ER usually is, and it's they get you in and out.
Right. It's what they're there for.
Yeah. But at any rate, they did a fantastic job, and so the takeaway for me was, which actually gave me a lot of relief, was my cardiologist is 100% still correct. After almost 2 years, I did the whole stress test thing, you know, the up on the treadmill, and all that, with my cardiologist almost a year and a half, 2 years ago,
right? And you got a good ticker.
The results are still correct.
Yeah,
my ticker is still in good shape, and dare I say, the cardiologist said, I don't ever say this, but your heart is perfect, not perfect for your age. Perfect.
Huh.
It's firing on all cylinders, except I got this one thing. It's a PVC. It's like a misfire, but it's benign, and you know, I can take medication for it if I wanted. doesn't bother me, and it's not going to hurt anything. But anyway, so long story short. Oh, and by the way, listeners and viewers, all of you have to sign HIPAA forms now.
Yeah, you're sworn to Mike's privacy.
Yeah, you have to sign a HIPAA form. I'll add the link in the broadcast.
And he'll include his social security number in there.
No, I'll include bills.
Oh, swell.
anyway, so, I mean, long story short, I feel...
No, short story long, my friend.
That's my forte.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a reprieve. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe when I said, you know, hey God, I don't want this one to be the one, just don't, you know, maybe there was a reversal there. Maybe there's some intervention, which would have been real nice if I could say that, that would have been real nice. But anyway, so I'm here, I'm back, I'm alive, I'm fine. Things are fine.
Except you're overworked and you're too stressed out.
Well, I'm not.
And you need to find ways to cope with that.
No,
I'm speaking to you as a friend right now.
But I'm not overworked, okay? And the thing is, maybe interns would be helpful.
Yeah.
Maybe some additional helpers to help carry heavy speakers and things. Because since I turned 58, Bill... Okay, and I know you've got a landmark birthday coming up.
I do. I'll be 110 soon.
And that is, God love you for staying on this earth that long.
It's been quite the hike.
You don't look a day over 109.
Thanks, man.
Quite frankly. But,
thank you.
Since I turned 58, I feel like all the stuff that I had been staving off for years... all of a sudden just caught up to me because I had the sciatica thing 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, and Tab even said, cause we share a birthday and, since
nice of you.
Since our birthday, she has had a freaking cold every single day. She's had a cough every single day since our birthday that she can't shake.
Oh, fun.
And she had to get readers.
Oh, wow!
She got a new prescription for her contact lenses, and her ophthalmologist or optometrist, her eye doctor,
ophthalmologist probably
prescribed readers.
Yeah,
for her.
Well, did that bum her out?
Yes, it did.
Come on, man.
It most definitely...
I actually have an eye appointment this afternoon at 3.
Really?
Yeah. But I already have readers, so...
Yeah. Well, she...
Now all I have to do is learn how to read.
She just got readers.
Yeah.
And she put them on yesterday. And they're very stylish, by the way.
Of course they are. She's a stylish cat.
Incredibly stylish. I got a boner just looking at her in her readers.
TMI, baby. TMI.
Well, but they're really, really nice readers.
Yeah.
They make her look very sexy.
Oh.
But, you know, of course, what did she say?
You idiot!
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, sure.
All right. What the hell are we going to do today? Oh, yeah. It's
everything.
Tuesday. We've got the folks from Cher are going to be here. Megan Huffman from Cher Greater Lynchburg is going to be here.
She bringing guests?
Yeah, she's bringing a guest, and I have to pull up my email. I took the day off. I didn't really take the day off yesterday, but I took time yesterday after the show.
Okay.
That I had other work that I needed to get done, but I didn't do it. I just chilled out.
All right.
Let's see. The Virginia Center for the Creative Arts.
Oh,
is going to be here today along with Megan Huffman from Cher Greater Lynchburg.
And do you have a name of a
Maya Mailin?
Oh,
Mylan. Okay,
Mylan. She's a good friend. She's a theater person. She's a terrific actor.
Yeah, she's going to be
Mylan Quinones.
Yes, she will be here as well.
Super.
With Megan in just a little bit.
That's great.
Plus, of course, we've got your five random facts and your stupid criminals in dot news. And here, question of the day.
All right.
Does your job require a high tolerance for being yelled at? Okay.
I don't have a job now, but none of my jobs did I ever get yelled at.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the 10 jobs.
Yeah.
These are the 10 most likely jobs that you would be yelled at on the job.
Is one an ear doctor?
No, it isn't.
Well, that would seem logical to me.
Yeah, that should be number one, shouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, what are we talking about?
Hey!
Plus our
news for the hearing impaired.
Plus our top list today: top workers you should never scream at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
cops.
That's all on the way.
For one.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I look forward to that.
It'll all be wonderful.
With a worm on my tongue.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Bated breath?
Oh, yeah.
Hardy, har, har, Alex.
This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434. Today's show is brought to you by the new phone app, BossBoss 24/7. The boss can always be in touch.
Jensen, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I hope I didn't wake you up, did I, Jensen?
No, of course not.
Oh, good. Well, I just remembered 10 more things for that presentation tomorrow morning. I emailed them to you. Make sure they're included. See you in 6 hours.
The new phone app, BossBoss 24/7.
Yeah, because this ain't Portugal.
No, it is not Portugal.
This ain't Portugal?
This ain't Portugal, no. Yeah, that's a much better quality of work-life balance, I believe. There. Anyway, hi. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us.
Can I mention something that interests me apropos of nothing?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I was talking with someone I really care about. And yeah.
Was it me?
Besides you. And we were talking about... Yeah. And this is a person who's really, really smart.
Yeah. Unlike me.
And she's got a really great command of the English language.
Okay. Unlike me.
And she uttered a couple words the other day that I thought we need to bring back. Like, we were talking about something, and I think it was, I don't know. But anyway, she used the word gulch.
Gulch.
Yeah. Like, most of the time, I'll say ditch or whatever.
Or gully.
But yeah. Gulch, I thought that was perfect. It was like right out of a Western from the 60s.
I think a gulch is a deeper
you think?
Gully.
I'm going to start using the word gulch again. Because
Interesting.
Yeah, loved it. Anyway, that's just, as I said, apropos of nothing. But it just reminded me somehow that I want to start saying gulch.
All right, let's see. G-U-L-C-H. C-H. Gulch. Yeah. Let's see. Deep V-shaped valley formed by erosion.
Huh?
It may contain a small stream or dry creek
or
bed.
Or a dead body.
It is usually larger in size than a gully.
You're exactly right, young man.
How did I... Well, let's show an example of a gulch, shall we?
Yeah.
Here we go.
It doesn't sound like a town from a Western. Hey, yes. Welcome to Grimey Gulch.
Welcome to Leslie Gulch.
Grimy gold.
Oregon, stunning alien territory.
So I gave her a hard time at the time because it's fun to do that, but she's really smart.
Gulch. I'm going to name my next child Gulch.
Would you?
No.
You better not have any more children. You're too stinking old.
I don't. You know what? I would take children, but Tam, on the other hand, see. She has indicated that there will be no more popping out of there.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Anyway.
All right, let's move.
Yes, my let's bad. Do this. No, no, you're totally fine. Yeah. Gulch.
Yeah.
I'm sure people call me, maybe us, morons all the time.
What a maroon.
Yeah, what a maroon. However, we're just lucky. Radio is a one-way street, right? Somebody asked Reddit to name the top jobs that require a high tolerance of being yelled at. Are you one of the very patient people with a job on this list? Let's do this.
Let's find out.
Let's do this from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it sometimes.
Do. All right.
Yeah. Line cooks. Mm. Now, if you ever watch any episode of The Bear or any of these, cooking type reality shows.
Right.
With that, who's that douche that everybody thinks is such a good chef?
It's not Bobby Flay. He's a decent guy.
The English guy
that's rude.
Maybe is Australia.
He's a jerk.
Those line cooks, if you've ever worked with a demanding chef, which I have, and if you've ever watched any of these types of things, gate agents for airlines.
Oh, yeah.
They're dealing with stressed out travelers every single day. Social workers. Oh, my.
Wait, can we go back to gate agents? Did you ever see the one where the guy comes up the counter and he starts yelling at the gate agent? And finally he says, "Do you know who I am?" And she gets on the loudspeaker and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I have a passenger here who has no idea who he is. Could someone please help him identify himself?" Which I thought was really pretty funny.
Social workers. That's just a high-stress environment anyway.
It's a tough job, man.
Pharmacists. Again, health-related. They all end up being the middleman for insurance stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and a lot of times people don't feel well when they're talking to somebody.
And they're grumpy. Healthcare workers in general. That's number six on the list.
I believe it.
And I witnessed this, again, firsthand. Doctors, nurses, practitioners, even veterinarians. Emotions run high in a crisis, especially when it's medical stuff. And you know what? All the stuff that we talked about early on was one day after Fuzzy died. Fuzzy passed away Saturday night into Sunday.
I didn't know the Fuzzmeister passed.
Yeah, he did. I apologize. I didn't mention the fact that Fuzzy had passed.
I'm sorry.
And he passed. Literally, Saturday night, we fell asleep all downstairs. Maddie and Tab. We're on the couch.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep in the green chair.
Right.
And Fuzzy was on his little bed right there in between us on the floor.
Oh.
And we got up around 3 a.m. and Fuzzy had crawled off his little bed and was laying right next to us, and he had passed.
Oh.
So and he
I'm
he was
sorry to hear that. He's a sweet little dude.
He was not in very good health.
I knew he wasn't. But yeah.
And we knew it was just a matter of time. But,
right.
And he was scheduled for a vet appointment on Monday. Anyway, and so.
But well, think of the money you saved.
Thanks.
That's a callous, jerkweed thing to say.
Nice beaver.
Sorry, man.
No, sorry.
I
pressed the wrong button. It was supposed to be there. It was Fuzzy.
It's really unforgivable for me to say that. I'm sorry, dude.
Police officers.
Fuzzy was nice. Yeah. You should never yell at police
officers. No. And they're expected to stay calm and professional through everything. Referees from pro sports all the way down to Little League.
Referees
get yelled at, especially when tempers run high with parents. When, you know, you're always going to feel a certain way about your kid.
Yeah. Little League parents are terrible.
Now, number three on the list. We're doing it from the bottom up. So when I said line cooks, that's not the biggest high-stress job or one where you're going to get yelled at.
We're getting to the higher-stress ones, right?
Members of the military. Now, being yelled at is expected, especially when you're in basic training.
Yeah, by a drill sergeant or something.
Teachers, they get yelled at not only by kids, but they get yelled at by parents. They're caught in the middle, and teachers do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, and they don't get paid enough.
No, they do not. Customer service representatives, number one on the list, especially if you work at a call center. There are some that I will give. I'll be sympathetic to a degree, and then there are some that I'm like, I'm the one that's yelling. Because you are just being a tool.
And you're not helping. You're not being helpful.
Reading a script. And so, you know, and why are we yelling representative in the first place at our phones? Yeah. Anyway, the one that brings us to our top list. With the list of workers who face constant verbal abuse from customers, including veterinarians, teachers, pharmacists. As for the lucky few who never get yelled at, you'll find them on today's list.
All right, let's have it.
It's the top workers you never
yell.
Scream at.
All right.
Or should never scream at. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go, number one. Should I just ding these off?
Yeah, ding them.
Baskin-Robbins servers. Duh, they control the size of the scoop of your ice cream. Or DQ.
Yeah.
Dentists. Really? You're going to scream at somebody about to stick a drill in your mouth?
Not usually, no.
Hair stylists. You don't want your trim to accidentally become a mohawk.
No, I don't.
Auto mechanics. As Confucius once said, never scream at anyone with access to your brake lines.
Or your lug nuts.
Top workers.
You leave my lug nuts out of it.
You should never scream at actors, especially when they're filming a Western, and they're Alec Baldwin. Top workers you should never scream at, nursing home attendants. Remember, they spend time with Nana, so you don't have to. Top workers you should never scream at.
That's wrong.
Your urologist. Your urologist.
In the earth.
He knows how tiny you are, so don't give him any reason to tell anybody.
Yeah.
And then, top workers you should never scream at. The Tilt-A-Whirl operator. Come on, your kid's life is in their hands.
Or yours.
Actually, screw it. Scream away.
Yeah.
It's The Mike Show coming up. We got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Kawasaki unveiled a robot horse. It looks so realistic, Arby's already tried to kill it for sandwich meat. The White Lotus finale killed off several characters. Several of my brain cells also died while I was trying to fill all the leftover plot holes. A Minecraft movie grossed $163 million on opening weekend. But that's only a net of $50 million once the studio subtracts the cost of feeding Jack Black. And Post Malone was spotted shopping in Paris with his girlfriend. Post Malone loves France because no one notices body odor. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's The Mike Show. Tuesday edition. So all the rain that we received yesterday and even overnight, look at how green everything got. Now, the river's running a little bit high. There's, I think, a flash flood watch or something that's in effect. I don't know if we have any more rain in the forecast because we don't have a meteorologist. Because, you know, you could be watching or listening from anywhere around the world, or you could be watching or listening at any time. You could be watching this segment or listening to this segment a year from now. And it, the weather would be unapplicable, all right. But anyway, but look at how green it is. It is stunning. I am really, really, really looking forward to spring, and more so summer. But I'm not rushing it. I am happy in the season and the time that we're in. I'm totally on top of that. All right. So the next time you get a massage, I said the next time you get a massage.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking
nice
about
Bieber.
No, we're not even talking
about
that.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Take two. Next time you get a massage, maybe settle for medium pressure. A 26-year-old guy in China.
Hello.
I almost died. From a neck massage that was a little too firm. His neck had been hurting from working too much and sitting at his desk all day. So he booked an appointment at a local massage parlor.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
He said it felt great until the masseuse did a more vigorous maneuver.
Automobile.
Stop it. That's when he felt a sharp pain in his neck, followed by a massive headache. He went to the ER the next morning after he woke up with slurred speech. And numbness on the left side of his body. It turns out the masseuse accidentally ripped a hole in an artery, leading to his brain, and he had a stroke. Good Lord. Luckily, doctors treated him in time, and he's okay, and they say he should make a full recovery. Here's Dr. Ever Arias. It's a doctor talking about how this can happen.
If you're massaging your neck, you got to make sure you avoid the interior area here. And the reason for that is that you don't have much muscle in this area, but then you have vessels such as the vein and the carotid artery. It could cause dissection, meaning the artery walls could dissect or rupture, and that could lead to a stroke. And I've seen strokes before in patients who have high velocity manipulation of their neck. And that's why it's important to avoid massaging the interior neck, because that could lead to a carotid dissection that could lead to a stroke.
Yikes. Ay-yi-yi. Now I got to worry about that. Good Lord. All right. Coming up, we have sounds. Depending on what you're listening to, if you're listening to the live show, we've got your audio vault coming up. If you're listening to the podcast, we've got five random facts, which we've already done on the live show. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by something I would like to vigorously massage. No. Now, with my mouth, hey now, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat.
And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the world is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. In the 1990s, Nintendo ran a more PG operation than Sega. For example, Nintendo used gray sweat in the original Mortal Kombat, while Sega had a much gorier version with red blood, like the arcade game. Sega's bloody version of Mortal Kombat clobbered Nintendo's in sales, by the way. So Nintendo didn't use gray sweat. They used blood in the sequel.
Wow.
Number two.
They learned.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
Contain no nuts. They got no nuts, buddy. They've been neutered.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
They replaced ground almonds with, quote, natural almond flavor that comes from ground up peach and apricot pits. They did that in 2006. Yep. The natural almond flavor.
I'm not finding that anymore.
Yeah. So it's not nuts and it's not almonds. It's ground up peach and apricot pits.
And guess who bought a box of that yesterday? Yours truly.
Did you?
I did.
Bought the Honey Nut Cheerios.
I did.
All right. Number three. There are 22 stars around the mountain in Paramount Pictures' logo.
Okay.
They represent the 22 movie stars they originally signed in 1916.
How about that?
How about that?
That's, I never knew that.
That's wow worthy.
Wow.
Yeah. Number four.
Yeah.
If you had $1 billion dollars and you spent $1,000 a day, now, how long it would take you to run out of money? How many years?
A week and a half.
No, you just spend $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
You have $1 billion. $1 billion.
It would take you 32 years.
It would take you 2,749 years to run out of money.
I don't think I'm going to live that.
Neither am I, based on this weekend.
Yeah.
And then number five.
Yeah.
A politician named Daniel Webster turned down the offer to be vice president twice in the 1800s because he only wanted to be president.
Hmm.
The offers came from William Henry Harrison and Zachary Taylor, who both, by the way, died in office. And Daniel Webster would have become the president then.
William Henry Harrison, wasn't he the one that gave a speech in the cold and only lived like 3 months in office?
Something like that.
He got really sick and then crashed. And John Tyler was his vice president, became president after that.
Yeah. And then Zachary Taylor, didn't he die in a duel?
No.
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
Those are your five random facts.
He was just
facts.
Pretty old.
Yeah, I don't know.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
We will play the outro because we spent as much on the intro. All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. We're also going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. Then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Four.
Three.
Four.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah. So each and every Tuesday, Megan stops by and she brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Mylan here with us, who's the Director of Annual Giving for the Virginia Center for Creative Arts, VCCA. And she's here to talk about some opportunities to volunteer and get on their campus this weekend, which is really exciting for those who haven't been out there. And also a gala coming up later in June. So we want to hear about all the things happening at VCCA and how we can help.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you.
So tell us about your organization in generalities, and then we can delve into all the different opportunities that folks have to come out and check it out.
Sure. So as Mari said, the Virginia Center for the Creative Arts, VCCA, it's an artist residency program right here in, well, right down the road, Amherst, Virginia. So okay. It's about 15, 20 minutes from Lynchburg, right across from Sweetbriar College. And we're an artist residency program, which basically means that we support artists who are looking for time and space to come and work on their art. So we have visual artists, composers, writers. We provide them a studio, a bedroom. We feed them three meals a day. And we basically,
I want to come.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
The food alone, somebody to feed you all the time.
Sounds exactly what I need.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's.
They recently renovated the living quarters, the residence hall, okay. And it's really beautiful. It's just a gorgeous place.
Yeah, it really is. It's a beautiful place to work, and it's a beautiful place to visit. Mm-hmm. And, that's part of why we have these sorts of opportunities because of the nature of the place. We really try to give the artists uninterrupted time and space. That's our whole thing, right? So, usually it's pretty closed doors because of that, because they're working on their art and we're not trying to make many demands of them. But twice a year we have our volunteer day where people can come out, check out the property, help us with some gardening projects, things of that sort. And then open studios is really, we give the fellows in residence at the time the opportunity to open their studio doors and let people who are visiting come through and see what they're working on. Nice. And meet some of the artists.
How long have you been doing this, and how many artists have worked with you?
So VCCA celebrated its 50th anniversary.
Wow.
About 4 years ago.
That was tremendous.
Mm-hmm. And we've had over 6,500 fellows in that time
period.
Yeah, we get about 400 fellows a year.
Okay.
We do 22 at a time.
That's tremendous.
Here in Amherst. And then we also have a property in Auvillar, France.
Okay.
And so we have four artists there at a time. Nice. About 9 months out of the year.
This is fascinating.
This is
fantastic.
And what kind of volunteer opportunities? You mentioned gardening, or what kind of duration are they arriving in the morning and staying throughout the day, or what's that look
right.
like?
So it's mostly a morning into the early afternoon mm-hmm. sort of thing. I think we meet at about 10 mm-hmm. and kind of work for a few hours, and then we provide a lunch just to say thanks, and then a little bit of light cleanup afterwards, and then it's kind of the day wraps up, mm-hmm. About 2 o'clock at the latest. But, it's a very casual sort of experience. So nobody's you're not committed to, you know, 4 full hours. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, it's pretty much light gardening, some pruning, you know, putting down some mulch, things like that.
Yeah. Well, this is National Volunteer Month, and we're highlighting all the different, we have over 100 different opportunities on Share Greater Lynchburg, and we're just trying to get the word out about all the wonderful things that are happening. So this falls at a really good time for us to be able to talk about it and highlight it. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I want to find out about your events that are upcoming, but I also want to find out what would it take? What do you look for? What's the criteria or what's the application process like for an artist to join you?
Right. So we are a peer. We run on a peer review.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have, I think it's 3 application periods that basically fall to the academic schedule now. So it's fall, winter, spring.
Okay.
It's spring, summer, fall. So, you know,
right.
Like a academic calendar. And, you know, people apply and tell us kind of about their work and what they submit samples. And we send out the samples to be reviewed by people who are kind of experts in those specific genres. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't just be your writing is getting reviewed by another writer. It's if you're a novelist, it's being reviewed by another novelist.
Nice.
And a lot of times those are people who are fellows that have been through our program and volunteer some of their time for that.
And to me, that's one of the really interesting things about it. They have writers, poets, artists, musicians. It's pretty unlimited as to what the
how long do they stay on campus when they come for the residency.
So it really is a big range. Something that's very different about VCCA from other artist residency programs is that we kind of work on a rolling, not so much admission, but like incoming.
Yeah.
So we schedule out, you know, the period, but it's kind of dependent on what works best for that artist. So they submit to us their dates and how long they might want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And the average, I think, is about 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Some people stay a little bit less than that if they can only get away from their home life, you know, for a week. And some people will even come for a month. It just sort of depends.
Yeah.
But the average is about 2 to 3 weeks.
I know I sent it to a friend who was writing a book.
And,
also has 3 children. So it's like, I don't know when you can get away, but this would be an awesome place to finish that book, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of your events. You've got one coming up on, this Saturday, and then another on Sunday. Talk about that.
Sure. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, our volunteer day is on Saturday. And so that's a great opportunity to come and check out the property and just kind of, you know, see the beauty firsthand and kind of get your hands in the earth if that's something that appeals to you. It's a fun day and a lot of the artists will also take some time and come participate as well, just, you know, to have a little break from the studio or anything like that, because, you know, being on residency is kind of like being retired. There's no like weekdays and weekends. They're just sort of doing what they want when they want. Like my
Bill
mom
knows
says.
All about that.
Yeah.
Sure I do.
It's
6
Fridays and 1 Saturday. Like
Bill's,
my mom says.
Bill's busier now than he was, I think, when he was fully employed.
We have a day clock in our kitchen that just has one hand. It tells you what day it is. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it keeps perfect time. So
So they're working kind of round the clock on their own schedule. So sometimes they like to have a little break and come see what we're doing. So that's volunteer day. And I believe, you know, the sign up is going to be closing pretty soon. So we want people to kind of check that out and fill out our little questionnaire thing for that. You'll get an email with updates about, you know, when to arrive and what to bring and things like that. But, you know, we'll have lunch and we'll have water and good company. So
it's very cool. And then on Sunday, tell us about that.
Sure. So Sunday is our open studios. And so we'll have a number of artists that are currently in residence open up their doors. And, you know, we'll greet people. We'll give you a little bit of background on VCCA. You'll get a map and a program and a little bit of information on the artists that are going to be showing their spaces. So you'll get a little bio of them. And then it's really quite leisurely. You can just walk through, follow the map and go into the buildings that have open doors and into the rooms, and the artists will be there to show you whatever it is that they're working on, to talk to you about their work. It's always really a really cool experience to see what's going on, you know, in that process.
Do you need to register in advance for that?
No, Open Studios is just Come as you will.
Nice.
So,
okay.
And the property is gorgeous, but I've been to the Open Studios maybe three different times, and it's always really interesting to talk to the artists and see what they're doing and get to see the spaces and everything. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would really encourage people to go out and do that.
Yeah. It's one of the rare opportunities to really see into the studio spaces for sure. And, you know, even if you've been before, there's a whole new group of people, so it would be...
It's always different.
Uh-huh, exactly, exactly.
Very nice. And then tell us about your gala that's coming up.
Yeah, so we are planning our annual gala this June. It's June 14th, and it's really our big fundraising event for the year. You know, we start working on it super early, so it's really fun. We've started doing themes for it, and
is it out there?
It's gonna be it's gonna be at our property in Amherst. We have a really beautifully renovated barn over there that we put in a sprung dance floor, so you can go dance the night away and your knees won't hurt in the morning. But it, you know,
mine will anyway.
Another thing that I have to look forward to.
Yeah, there you go.
But the idea being that, you know, maybe we can expand our offerings to fellows if we have this space. But it's also been a great space for us to host this event, and it's a really great time. We have usually about 100 plus people come out, and you know, we have dinner and we have drinks. Drinks, and we oftentimes have like a small art auction. We'll have live music. It is a ticketed event. We will be going live with our tickets on May 1st.
Nice.
Okay. So you can find that information on our website or on our social media. We're going to make it really loud, but it's always a really great time and a great way to support VCCA, and also another opportunity to come onto property. To introduce it to other people.
I love thinking that we're, you know, we're a space where the loud noise of some of the cities and the art culture that people have chosen, you know, this is a retreat for them to think that we live in such a beautiful place that it's a destination and it's a competitive destination.
Yes.
Makes me grateful that we get to live here every day and see these mountains and see this, you know, have this creative energy here, and that people seek out the opportunity to come. So
absolutely.
I really think it will be neat to see the studios and learn a little bit more about the individuals who are there, because I'm sure they're from all over the country, maybe the world.
Yes,
exactly. I don't know how far away they come from, but it sounds really neat.
All over.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking so much time to tell us about this.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. You
can learn more about the Virginia Center for the Creative Arts if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in VCCA or Virginia Center. It came up. It's a very intuitive platform. And you can learn more about not only this nonprofit, but 189.
That's right.
Still
189.
Okay.
Working on that 190th right now.
This was a milestone. 189 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform, and if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It's free.
That's right. That's right. And when you're on there, you become part of our, you know, family of opportunities like this. So, you know, I looked on the platform and said, oh, VCCA is coming up. Can you all come? And we also have Lunch and Learns every month. We just had a really great one last week at Humankind out on their property. They have such an expansive property as well. So many ways that the nonprofit community can utilize it. We had 24 attendees and a really nice fellowship, a time of lunch and sharing our needs and, you know, how can we help each other? And we know that, you know, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation invests in the Share platform because we know that when we collaborate and connect with one another, then our dollars are going to go further. So the $35 million that's been given away by the foundation can go further if we are working in tandem with each other and not in silos. And so those Lunch and Learns are really cool. We also have a new series called the Executive Director Series. We have our luncheon on childcare coming up this week.
Okay.
Still have a few spots left. We provide lunch through a grant from the Al Strubance Foundation at Isabella's, and it's a nice catered luncheon for us to talk about childcare 0 to 5 and the issues therein, and have a little case study by the United Way of Central Virginia. So that's great. It's also National Volunteer Month. I mentioned earlier, we're looking for submissions of rock star volunteers. So if you have a volunteer that you want to really celebrate, we're going to feature them on social media, on local digital billboards, and also send them a gift card to thank them for their time and their effort. So all that's happening right now. We start those features today, actually, and you'll see that on our social media.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, how are things going?
Yeah, so we had the Youth Philanthropy Council announcements last week. We had a group of 27 local high school students from around the region. Excellent students, incredible to be with them. And they went through an 8-month process of touring and evaluating and visiting a bunch of different nonprofits. And they landed on two recipients of grants. A $10,000 Wells Fargo grant went to Parkview Community Mission.
Wow.
To feed fellow teens in the high school feeding program that they have for the weekend. Okay. Opportunities. And $5,000 was announced for the Johnson Health Center to open up their youth library. So when a pediatric patient comes to Johnson Health, they walk away with a book and or books from the library. So that $5,000 will simply be to purchase $5,000 of books. Okay. to fill their clinics.
Nice.
So really moving, and these kids were forever impacted by this opportunity. And so we do that every year. It was the 19th year of the Youth Philanthropy Council, and it's making huge impact. And these students are often going into, you know, degrees in nonprofits, minors in nonprofits, serving on boards later in life. The impact that this program has on them is life-changing, just this eight-month period. So really happy that that's wrapped for the year. And teachers and counselors can nominate rising seniors this summer, you know, for next year's.
Okay.
Program as well.
Well, it's just tremendous. Mm-hmm. It's the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. You can learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. Folks, thank you so much for taking time this morning.
We really
appreciate it. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Put a little ointment on it. Kawasaki. We heard about this in Not Headline News. Kawasaki has unveiled a brand new invention. It is a hydrogen-powered ride-on robot. It's a robot horse. It's zero emissions. It hums like a Prius. But definitely rides different than a real horse. Listen.
Kawasaki lets the good times roll. Kawasaki lets the good times roll.
Get aboard, get away, and you're gonna say,
let the good times roll.
Giddy up. Finally a horse for the modern cowboy. Kawasaki's hydrogen-powered robot horse. And it's made of chrome. Your yarbles are going to feel it when it gallops.
Yeah. All right. The tax deadline is a week away today. I said the tax deadline's a week away. Yeah. Today, as most adults try to wrap their head around taxes, let's get a kid's take on taxes.
Now, an ordinary kid on taxes.
My mom asked, what do you know about taxes? I said, like the state with the Alamo? He said, no, taxes, where you work for money and the government then takes some. That sounds totally sus. Mom said, with taxes, if you clean your room for $5, you'll only get $3.50. Man, what could I buy with that? Half a fruit snack? Mom said the only way to get all the taxes is to die or be a rich white guy. So, as of today, I identify as a rich white guy. Thank you.
This has been an ordinary kid on taxes.
Yeah,
I'm rich. You're not.
No, not at all. All right, let's go to viral videos. A mystery artist has been putting brightly colored Crocs on the feet of New York City statues for years. No, not for years. Take two. A mystery artist has been putting brightly colored Crocs on the feet of New York City statues. For instance, a standing bear has different colored ones on each paw. Here he is on TikTok with more. What, the standing bear?
Over the past 31 days, I've mischievously put Crocs on 11 different statues. In doing that, I've gained nearly 200,000 followers. I've been up for the past 30 hours, reprinting, resanding, and repainting every single Croc. This morning at 6 a.m., I went back to every single statue and put every single Croc back where it belongs. Go to the statues right now and take a gibbet if you want. Please don't steal the Crocs, although I know some of you probably will. If you do steal them, at least make like a funny video out of it and tag me or something.
Mm-hmm. He disguises himself with a ski mask and ski goggles, by the way. Here, you know what? We talked about this in Top List. Does your job require a high tolerance of being yelled at? The top jobs that do include teachers, police, referees, healthcare workers, line cooks, and of course, customer service representatives. Here, listen.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Sorry, anyway. Let's see. In a poll, 28% of Americans say they don't care much or at all what happens in the stock market. On the other hand, half of people say that they do.
I don't care!
Yeah, they do. All right. Let's save this one. Sorry, guys. I know I'm derailing this segment. I don't care. All right, there's that one. And then I don't know what we're yelling about. All right, there. I'm saving these two for later use. Oh, here, get the music going again. All right.
I don't care.
I know. So in a survey, 77% of people say digital clutter negatively impacts their lives. The average person has 1,044 unread emails. Here, let's log on and see where I stand with, not only with unread emails, but emails in general that are still in my inbox. Here, let's log in.
You've got mail.
Yeah. And I thought, here, wait. That took no time at all. The way it usually does around here, because we usually have to dial in. There we go. Oh yeah, because we just dropped the connection again. Yeah, I think we'll get it back. So, hold on. We almost got it. Don't pick up the phone.
You've got mail.
There we go. Let's look at my inbox. I have 40,554 emails in my inbox. How many are unread? I don't know. Anyway. Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Save this one too. Mail. I'm gonna play the heck out of this. Here we go. No, skip that. Skip that. We're gonna go to a comedian. No, it's good. Let's do sports first. An exciting ending to the NCAA tournament last night between Houston and Florida. Here is the final call.
National championship is in the balance. Florida leads it by two. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Short.
He walked. He can't touch it.
He can't. 1 second. And it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title. Houston did not get a shot off. Florida 65. Houston 63.
All right. We do wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Wallet Hub just came out with their list of the best states to work from home. Here's Erin Foley talking about how things changed for her when she began working from home.
I hate jobs. I'm actually working from my home these days, which I thought was like the best scenario. You know, you sleep in, do what you got to do, no boss screaming at you, you know, stay in your pajamas all day. But after like 4 days, I was like, I want to need to talk to someone. I was like losing my mind. Like something fun would happen. I'd be like, hey, did you? No. You know, no social skills left. I swear to God, you're like desperate to talk to someone. The next day I go to the deli, this poor woman's just having breakfast. I'm like, hey, how are ya? How you doing? I used to see you having a corn muffin. I love corn muffins. Sometimes I grill them with butter and sometimes I just shove them in my face. I think I freaked her out. Which is easy to do. I swear to God, people get upset by everything these days. I love when people freak out about their age. That's probably the most annoying. Like, it's ridiculous. My friend just turned 32, which is so young, you know? Totally freaking out. And it's only because our culture's so obsessed with youth. I'm 18. And that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
All right. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and powerfully give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. There's a certain lawlessness that happens at fast food establishments sometimes, which can certainly, surely make it a difficult place to work, but that doesn't mean you can take people's necks into your own hands. A 31-year-old woman named Akina Sampson was working at a McDonald's in Florida when she saw a teenage girl walk behind the counter to grab some ranch dipping sauce. The girl later said she did it because she was being ignored by the staff. Akina flipped out, grabbed the girl's arm, and when the girl tried to break free, Akina allegedly grabbed the girl's neck, took her to the ground, and choked her again while they were on the floor. Somebody called the police. The investigation was pretty cut and dried. The altercation was caught on video, and the victim had visible injuries to her neck and elbow. Akina was charged with child abuse. And then there is this. We had one more of these, didn't we? We didn't have that one. No, that was the neck massage. Okay, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A group of frat guys at the University of Southern Mississippi, MISSISSIPPI, reunited a woman with her lost dog 5 years after he went missing. She never thought she'd see him again, so their reunion on Friday was pretty emotional. Here's the owner of the pup, Debbie LeFleur, and one of the frat guys talking about the reunion.
I never thought I would see him again.
And I walk outside, and there's just this Yorkie's just sitting there in a red T-shirt. The next day, our vice president went and got his chip checked, and that's when we found out that his name was actually Kingston, not Benji, and he had been missing for 5 years, which is kind of crazy.
But before I could call him, he called me. My heart just started pounding, and I told my boss, I was like, I found Kingston. And we both just started yelling and screaming. He's so beautiful. So happy to have my baby back.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have their United Way 5K on the runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.